Next item is change of zone, number 1751 Peninsula at Long Neck LLC.
And Mr. Chairman, this again has been a matter of great discussion and concern by the commission in terms of having some means of ensuring that the clubhouse is finally built after all these years and extensions and et cetera. And I know one of the things we talked about at the last meeting were a couple things that involve, if we were to grant approval, that involve some time frames. So I was hoping to get some comments from my fellow commissioners about perhaps some of those time frames that we should include. For example, how long of a period of time do we want to permit this whoever that winds up being the developer to complete the clubhouse, number one. Number two, one of the things we talked about was having a conceptual plan of what this clubhouse is going to look like, so we don't run into a situation of thinking that there's going to be a 12,500 square foot clubhouse and they wind up with 2,500 square feet. Part of my motion would be that it would include a contingency that they submit to us, for example, a design and sketch plan with a proposed square footage of the clubhouse. And that does two things. One is it's a means of perhaps assuring the residents of the peninsula of what the clubhouse may in fact look like, number one. And number two, it could also be used as a basis for determining what kind of bond or letter of credit should be imposed on that facility. As you may recall, I believe the original bond was something like $1.35 million, I believe, or something in that neighborhood, which, as we discussed previously, is greatly less than what it would probably cost, what they originally were showing the commission. And perhaps what was also being shown to the general public when they, viewed the grounds there at the peninsula. So in terms of what was being proposed to the residents, so I'm open to suggestions on that. I think we discussed, for example, in the past, perhaps a 2-year extension to give them time to build the property. I don't know if that's reasonable. Certainly, Mr. Chairman, you might have a better sense of that than with your background in construction, what's involved. So that was one issue. And the other was in terms of I was thinking along the lines of the, to give the opportunity for the developer to meet with the residents of the peninsula to develop this sketch plan, perhaps a 120-day period of time in which to arrive at that. Now, if they were just going to present something to us, it wouldn't take as much time. But my concern is allow the residents enough time to view what this sketch plan is being proposed and have them perhaps provide some input to the developer before it's submitted to the commission. Again, the intent is to hopefully have the input of the current homeowners so they have some say in terms of what the final product may in fact look like. So, thoughts?
Well, let's see. Mr. Ross, comments?
I agree that we need two numbers so we can establish an appropriate bond, and that's the number of square feet and some kind of a budget. I don't think that, as far as the commission is concerned, that we need to find an architectural plan.
Right.
This building was supposed to have been built, not just designed, and it has not been built. So I would hope that someone has given some thought to what the design should be since it was supposed to have been built by now. So I don't think that we need to give them a lot of time to come up with, a concept plan, especially noting the square foot and the budget per square foot that they have in mind so that we can establish an appropriate bond. So I think 30 to 60 days should be certainly adequate for them to arrive at a square footage and some kind of a budget between them and the community. And then I think another 30 days, since we're dealing with a bank of some net worth in the trillions of dollars, that it shouldn't be hard to get a letter of credit. So having another 30 days to provide the county with an appropriate bond or letter of credit should also not be difficult to come up with. Giving them to 2 years for the construction makes sense to me. There's no need to rush in the construction, but as a commissioner, I'm getting peninsula fatigue for these continued extensions and delays and meeting a commitment to a viable community. And so I think, you know, we need to make sure that the applicant understands that we're tiring of these continued delays. So I think we also have to remind the applicant that if they don't want to comply with whatever the council ultimately decides, that we're quite willing to revoke their building permits, and I think that might get their attention.
And I think that's an excellent point, Mr. Ross, about perhaps having some teeth put into the motion that if they're, so we're not dragging on, so 2 years from now, we're not faced with the same situation, and they've been going about, you know, their merry way without providing any kind of clubhouse for the residents. Because I too am like you. I'm disgusted with the time delays that have occurred in this. I understand the reason behind some of those with bankruptcies and receivership and that. But Scott, if I was a resident, I'd be up in arms.
If I may chime in on Mr. Ross's comment. I too am getting peninsula fatigue, but putting a 30-day requirement for a square foot and another 60 days for bond, that may force them into a decision that maybe is going to force it back here. So I don't know that the 30 days is enough time. I just question your timeline. I don't question your logic. I question that are we pushing them too fast to move into a decision that forces them to come back in and say, you know, we were thinking this, but now we're thinking this, so now we're back again. So I just.
But I think his time frames were just the opposite. He was talking about 60 days, if I'm correct, 60 days to submit the plan with square footage, not the, you know, architectural design, but a sketch of what the clubhouse will look like, and then 30 days to obtain the bond. So I think it was reverse.
So my question is 60 days
enough time?
Okay. And then the other question is that, you know, I scoured around, and if you look at the clubhouses that are around, you look at Independence, you know, they got 450 homes and a 20,000 foot clubhouse. So I would want the developer to kind of figure out that this is a 1,300 unit home site, and you got to build a clubhouse that's commensurable with the number of home sites. And I would want that message to get across to him so that we don't end up with something that doesn't serve what the residents of Peninsula bought into originally. That's my comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, gentlemen. And I would say, in typical fashion, Mr. Ross and Mr. Johnson, as well as Mr. Burton, put a lot of thought into this. I think probably one of the cases for expediency in this could be that was represented by the applicant, that they want to go ahead and market this, move it out of their ownership, and be able to sell it. And I guess that would give some notice to a prospective buyer as to what they were expected to build, whether it be a 8,000 square foot clubhouse or a 25,000 square foot clubhouse. With all due respect, Mr. Ross, I think I lean towards Mr. Burton's idea of, I don't know if 60 days is enough. That's not saying that I couldn't vote for that, and we'd find out what would happen after 60 days if it didn't go through. But we've been kind of given this conundrum, and I'm sure we will accept it back here if we have to, but we would like to settle the matter this evening and move forward. You've got 60, you've got 120. Is something like 90 more reasonable, or to get a consensus among the commission, or what might your thoughts be?
My concern is that the current owner is a financial institution that has absolutely no interest whatsoever in being a developer. So they are going to be marketing this thing as aggressively as they possibly can and as quickly as they can. I would like us to get something in place as soon as we can so that we can protect the residents, because if a transaction were to move forward without this in place, then the residents have to start all over again with a new entity. So I would tend more towards the shorter time frame. I just can't believe that this clubhouse has not been the subject of a tremendous amount of discussion already. I think they could reach some type of scope and budget relatively easily at this point. We're not asking them to design it. We're just asking them to conceive it and to come up with a concept and a budget so that we can require the necessary bond to protect the folks that are already there and the folks who are going to be coming there, and so that they get what they bargained for. So I think 60 days is probably enough. If you want to push it a little further than that, I'm not gonna, I wouldn't vote against it necessarily, but I think at this point they probably know pretty much right now what they want to do. I'd be willing to guess, but I think the sooner we can get something in place, the better protected the residents are going to be, and the more motivated the current owner is going to be to go ahead and find a developer to take it over and get it get it moving, because these guys are they're bankers. They don't want real estate. They do not want real estate. They want money. So right now they have plenty of both, I think. And I don't think they're impeded in any way, and I don't believe at all that requiring a bond is a penalty in any fashion. I was very disturbed to hear that suggested a couple of weeks ago. It is not a penalty. It is the only way we have to protect the people that have bought homes in there. So, there needs to be one.
So 60 days for them to come up with the sketch and the square footage, and 30 days for letter of credit?
I think they can do it.
Think 30 days is reasonable for a letter of credit or bond?
They're $1.5 trillion bank. They can get a letter of credit in an afternoon.
But we're talking about a potential developer.
Well, I think at this point the current owner is the developer, and that's who's going to be
letter of credit from.
This is not a letter of credit that's going to come later once they've identified a buyer or something like that. I'm not for that at all. The letter of credit needs to be posted right away by whoever owns the place now. So.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right, then.
And I greatly appreciate the input from my fellow commissioners, and we'll see if this one flies. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend a conditional approval of the modification of the condition 10C imposed by change of zone number 1697 and the county ordinance number 2180 for the peninsula. After considering the information presented, including the current owner's position and the general approval from those who spoke in favor of the condition, I feel it is appropriate to extend the time period for constructing the Peninsula Golf Course Clubhouse. But this extension should give the county and everyone involved an opportunity to clarify the size and scale of the clubhouse and to obtain an appropriate bond guaranteeing the completion of it. Also, because this is the latest in a series of delays in the construction of the clubhouse, I feel it must be the last extension that's granted by the commission. As a result, condition 10C of change of zone number 1697 and ordinance number 2180 is modified to extend the time period for constructing the clubhouse until December the 1st of 2016. And I note that the date there is giving them the 60 days that I'm going to be proposing for the approval, as well as the 30 days for the bond. However, this extension is contingent upon the following events occurring. One, within 60 days of the approval of this ordinance amendment, the developer shall submit to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission a sketch or concept plan of the proposed clubhouse with the estimated square footage of the structure. The developer shall consult with the homeowners regarding the design in the sketch plan and the proposed square footage of the clubhouse. Two, at the same time the concept or sketch plan and square footage are submitted, the developer shall submit an estimated cost per square foot to construct the proposed clubhouse. Three, within 30 days of the approval of the concept or sketch plan and square footage by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, the developer shall submit a bond or letter of credit acceptable in form to the Sussex County attorney in the amount of 125% of the cost per square foot of the proposed clubhouse. Four, if the developer does not submit a new bond or letter of credit as required, Sussex County shall prohibit the issuance of any further residential building permits within the peninsula until the new bond or letter of credit is submitted to Sussex County. And five, no further extensions will be granted.
Second.
Before we vote, I have a point of clarification on your motion. You're saying 125% of the per square foot cost. Just to be clear, perhaps you might consider amending it to say 125% of the estimated cost submitted in accordance with with requirements.
I think that's an excellent clarification. Okay. So I amend my motion.
So moved. Are you so moved?
Yep.
Second again?
IG.
Second. IG? Yeah. Okay. All right. It's moved and seconded to grant a conditional approval from condition number 10C for change of zone number 1751 Peninsula at Long Neck LLC with the conditions and stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.